You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Isthmus and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Morena and good morning, Rachel. I'm really good this morning. It's been a whole week, I think, since January we've had some sunshine.
Fabulous. I know, it is feeling quite unusual. Hopefully it continues for a little bit longer. I think we've got a wee bit of rain this week, but just a normal level, which is good. Speaking of storm, though, let's start with quite an interesting initiative that the council's been rolling out over the last wee while. These are storm recovery navigators, which if anyone's been to a market around town in the last couple of weeks, might have seen them there. But what is the role of storm recovery navigators? What are they doing specifically in the community at the moment?
Look, this isn't a new idea. The navigator concept actually came from Christchurch, etc., and the Canterbury earthquake. So I think they were also used in the 2017 floods in Whakatane. But look, they are a wonderful resource. They are literally your one-stop shop for assistance. So these people are all trained to know how to help you navigate, which is why they're called navigators. Navigate your way through all the complexities of insurance, housing, temporary accommodation, resettlement, things like how to access health and social services, counselling, everything you need to know. These people are trained to help you navigate your way through your problems. And you know, we've got 17 operating already. Mm-hmm. We're getting 20 more this week. I think their mihi whakato is on Monday. So we've all got them, they're ready to go. And they are taking about sort of 37 families each. So they've got quite a concentrated, you know, group of people that they're working with. And as I said, look, they're going down really well from a sort of a consumer's perspective. And I just think it's wonderful. It's everyone, look, you've got all these issues, you're stressed, and you just want someone to talk to. And you don't want to be told you go here for this, here for this, and here for this. One person,
It is fantastic. It's really great to have that resource where it is just, one direct contact that you can speak to. If people are, listening to this and thinking it sounds very useful for them, because I know that there are, so lots of people who are dealing with those complex intersections of things that have happened because of the storms in their lives, where do they find them or how do they get in touch? And is there any sort of process that they need to go through to get in contact with the storm navigators?
But that's a really good question. There is an email address, and it's pretty simple, navigators, which is what they are, navigators, at autumncouncil.govt.nz, which is the classic end for any council email. So I'll say that again, navigators at autumncouncil.govt.nz. But look, Rachel, we've also got some... we're consciously aware that whilst we're, going through and putting people with these navigators and families, et cetera, that there may be others out there. So we do have some drop-in sessions, and they have sort of been split up regionally in major community locations in the region, so libraries, for example. So starting on the 15th, we've got one in the Glen Eden Library, one in the Central Library starting on the 16th. There's a number out at Muruai, next to the ranger station out there. The Epsom was another big location, and there's a drop-in session on the 21st of November at Epsom Library. Titirangi Community House have got drop-in sessions. So people contact their local library. They'll be able to help them to know when those drop-in sessions are too, because we're consciously aware that whilst we think we're getting to everybody, if there's anybody that we haven't or people still feel that they need help, there are these other drop-in sessions to go to as well.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk a wee bit about some cool infrastructure that's coming up around Tamaki Makaurau. This is Te Ara Tuku Tuku. Can you tell us a wee bit about this project? Where is it, first of all, and what is it?
Right, well, this is absolutely... I'm old enough to know the old Wynyard Point as being full of petrochemical storage, etc. Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful. It's, if you're older, you might know it as Wynyard Point. It's but it's got a new vision, Te Ara Tukutuku, and that means, which is the name gifted by Mana Whenua, and it's a name used for waka or canoe ramp. So it's a metaphor for the binding of land and sea between the domains of Tangaroa and Papatuanuku. So it's really fantastic. So we put out a vision for consultation, and it's 10 acres, and five of those 10 acres will become a sort of a thriving, as I said, foreshore for the land to connect to the sea. And there's kind of eight zones. So the preliminary idea that it looks at is including things like intertidal rock pools, safe access to the water for both waka and people, and a civic space for community and cultural activities. So we have four principles guiding that transformation of Wynyard Point. It's about growing our communities, enhancing public open space, celebrating a waterfront experience, and building on our hosting legacy. Because it will be, well, the vision is it for to be a really truly unique place to celebrate our history in the centre of the city.
It does look really exciting. What's the process stage at the moment? Where is this? Is it in consultation, or what is the, I guess, part of the path it's on?
Yeah, it is open for consultation. It started at the end of October, and it goes through to the 26th of this month. So I'd urge people to have their say. Like, we're doing a lot, obviously, in the city area, because this directly affects the backyard for those who live in the central city. But we also know that it will be an event space and a place for all of Taraki Makaurau to potentially come and visit and see the sort of the reformed place that this is becoming. So I urge all of Auckland to go and have your look. It's that classic AK Have Your Say website, and the bit that you're looking for is Te Ara Tukutuku, which is the new name for this place.
Fantastic.
Then over the summer the concept stage begins, and then in winter next year we'll share those concept designs, and hopefully late next year works will begin to happen.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, really, really exciting.
It is. It's nice to see those public spaces getting a bit of love at the moment. Before we let you go, Desley, I did want to get your thoughts on something. I see Auckland Councillors backing the dotterel for Bird of the Century. Why the dotterel exactly?
Well, I think the Bird of the Century has gone from, you know, zero to hero and overnight. You've got international acclaim. Gosh, you've got that American talk show guy, John Oliver, has gone full tit for tiki-tiki. But the reason the council staff went for the northern dotterel is because there are only about 2,500 of those birds left in the country, and most of them reside in our region, in Tamaki Makaurau in Auckland. Look, some can be found up north and in the Bay of Plenty, but the majority in Auckland. And I think what we've done is we've spent quite a lot of time, energy and money, and work with volunteers to protect them. They normally, and the other thing is they chose them because they're nesting at this time. Now, normally, dotterels, like us, I suppose, love to spend time at the beach. So you often see them in sand spits and sandy beaches, like, for example, Omaha.
Bobbling around.
But they nest right on the high tide mark. But because of so many people going to our beaches and, you know, the action stuff around there, they've got a bit vulnerable. And we've actually found them nesting in unusual places. For example, St. Kentigan's College in Pakuranga has three pairs of breeding dotterel on their sports field.
Wow.
Which is right by the Tamaki Estuary. So those students there have put up checking lines to keep the nest free of predators, etc. So that's really good for the kids in the school out there to be helping. But, you know, we've got volunteers who we've got, you know, I think it's hilarious, we call them dotterel minders, which are wonderful wonderful volunteers that just go out and protect and rope off the areas where the dotterel are, because we want to protect them. And we've seen their numbers sort of come up a bit.
Awesome.
Because of that volunteer work. So, yeah, it's been quite cool.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that is very interesting to hear. Thank you so much, Desley, for your time this morning. Have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
We will. Ka kite anō.
Ka kite. Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.